We're going to turn the clock back to early last year when we launched Out to Lunch. Now, it's an idea that we totally stole from CBS News and Major Garrett's Takeout, where the now chief Washington correspondent, congratulations, by the way, takes high-level politicians out to lunch and then has a conversation with them while they're dining. It took us some time to get everything together and then launch what we call Out to Lunch. The setup is we go through this locally owned restaurant, we talk business over lunch, and you get to come along. So let's get into our Wayback Machine to our very first Out to Lunch featuring author and lecturer Calista Gould from the Culture and Manners Institute. Hey, it's near the holidays, and manners along with a little culture couldn't hurt.
The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
I've got to say, I'm a little nervous being out to lunch with an etiquette expert, Calista.
Oh. I'm off duty.
Well, I don't know. This is your book wouldn't necessarily suggest that any of us are ever off duty.
No, I never watch people while they eat.
Calista, ladies and gentlemen, as we said in the intro, has been writing forever all kinds of tips and tricks for improving your etiquette. And she's written this great book. Let's talk a little bit about where all of this began, Calista, and your real job during the day when you're not authoring.
I travel around the country, and I speak at universities and associations and business, and I walk people through table manners and give different talks on digital etiquette and networking and public speaking and all kinds of different topics. It's a lot of anything having to do with professionalism.
What do people mostly want to know about when you're out there speaking?
It's mostly how to deal with people, face-to-face. All comes down to that. You know, the whole idea of etiquette is to make the people around you comfortable. That's the basis for everything that I'm teaching.
When you do this teaching in public, I suspect that there are some general rules that you start out with. You know, in today's society where everything is internet-based and we all have access to all kinds of social media platforms, do people ask about etiquette on social media?
Yes. And I think the biggest thing on social media is to ponder the permanent image. You know, what is your image? A lot of times people take professional photos for LinkedIn, which is a professional platform, and they'll be in a swimsuit on vacation.
No.
Or they'll be wearing sunglasses. The worst one I think I ever saw was a young man who had his girlfriend or fiance or something, she had her hands on his chest and she was kind of looking behind her at the camera.
And this is on LinkedIn?
Yes, that was his professional photo. And, you know, it makes an employer say, you know, does she come attached?
Oh, my. That's, you've got me speechless on that one. I had no idea that people would actually do something like that.
I'll tell you what, my book is full of stories that would leave you speechless.
Yeah.
From a young woman who took out her cell phone during an interview and said to the interviewer, how much longer is this going to take?
Oh, my. Where do you run into people like this? Or how do you hear these stories?
A lot of the stories are from my own business background. I have a pretty extensive background, having worked for Sony Music and Amana Appliances and Intertech Media, which was kind of a pioneer in web video. But also traveling across the country, talking to employers, talking to college career counselors, they tell me all these stories. And that's one of the reasons I put the book together, is to put all these stories out there together. Because even if you think you're already a great professional, you'll really enjoy the stories because it'll take you back. And it will make you think, too.
One of the things that's in your book is not only etiquette at the dining table, like we're doing here at Out to Lunch, but also you talk about clothing and what makes a man or a woman acceptable in today's business climate. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Well, Michael, I kind of grew up on the whole John T. Malloy dress for success.
Of course.
But one of the things that I learned from a college professor that I've come across was she said that I asked her, why do you wear suits every day? Is it so your students will respect you? And she said, no. She said, I dress up out of respect for my students.
Really?
And so that really kind of turned my whole idea of professional dress on its ear. And I thought, here I'm talking about making the people around you comfortable, and here is a woman showing me how it's really done.
When we talk about dressing for success, and I'm a fan of John T. Malloy's book as well. I think that came out in 1972 was the first edition, way
right.
back there. And there have been a couple of updates to that. But they talk about styles and things that are timeless rather than fad. Is that something you subscribe to?
Yes, I believe there are certain styles that are timeless. Now, men's clothing changes less than women's clothing. Women's clothing is always a little bit more trickier because there are so many different styles, different, obviously the floppy bow tie that John T. Malloy was
sure.
talking about is gone out of fashion. But I think there are things that women can do to, you know, add a scarf to what they're wearing or mix and match colors properly. The main mistake that people make is they dress down. They dress down too much.
I have to tell you that I've been many times in the financial sector of Des Moines, for example, and walked through some of the buildings that are there. And it seems as though cubicle dwellers, individuals who are working in cubicles, tend to dress with the same sort of uniform, if you will, khaki pants and a polo shirt. Would there be a good idea for those folks to maybe dress up a little bit more? Could they become noticed more by their supervisor?
If it's a casual work environment, I always say kick it up a notch. You know, if you're wearing a polo shirt, wear a pressed shirt instead of a polo shirt. If you're wearing a pressed shirt, add a tie, add a jacket. You know, even casual work environments, you can kick it up a notch.
All right. We're talking, of course, with Calista Gould, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of The Exceptional Professional, What You Need to Know to Grow Your Career. We're at table 128 in Clive, Iowa, doing this broadcast today, and we hope that you get something out of an extended conversation with Calista. Calista, this is a long book. I mean, there's a lot of stories in here. Pick a couple of your favorites and share with us what you think might be of great interest to our listeners.
There was one situation where I was traveling with a group of executives, and we flew into New York LaGuardia. Everybody had carry-on luggage, and this lower manager had a checked bag. So we had to wait at LaGuardia for 45 minutes.
For the checked bag.
While his bag came around on the turnaround, and he was very embarrassed. And the executives were impatient, and they were like, gosh, I can't even believe this guy would, you know, it was a three-day trip. I mean, what do you need a giant bag for, especially if you're a man?
In a three-day trip.
Men should be able to pack lighter.
I would imagine so. Well, that really begs the question then. What do you think that impact, that faux pas, had on that person's potential career advancement?
Well, I think he was able to recover from it, but it was a really bad thing. The executives were kind of rolling their eyes.
And they'll remember that.
Right.
I think that's what's key to your book, is that these stories that you tell are memorable stories for individuals who are watching their underlings, if you will.
One of my favorite stories was the story in the opening that talked about the professors who were interviewing a young woman for a PhD position for a university, and she took a fork and plunged it into a chicken breast and then turned it upside down and started taking bites out of it like it was food on a stick at a state fair. And one of the professors said, I didn't know what to ask next. Interview meals are like cracking open a can of crazy.
Apparently.
Because you never know what people are going to do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those interview meals and how important those are. I mean, here we are at table 128. We're having a great lunch, talking business over lunch. This happens all the time, doesn't it?
Right.
What are some of the tips that you would suggest to individuals, no matter their status or wherever they're at in their professional life, about those business lunches?
Okay. Well, for whoever is the host, orders second. so the guest orders first. And when you're ordering, you should order something that's moderately priced. You don't want to run up the expense account. You should order something neat, not a long stringy pasta or a French dip sandwich where you're going to be dipping it in the juice. And the last thing is you want to order something that you've tried before. So I saw an intern one time get talked into ordering foie gras.
Really?
At an expensive restaurant. And he took one little bite out of it, and I could tell he was not going to make it. For the listeners who don't know, it's a duck liver pate.
Right.
And it comes in a gelatinous form, and he took one little bite, and
It's almost like having gevelte fish on the menu. You know, if you have gevelte fish on the menu, if you've never had it, you might want to skip that.
Right.
I can well imagine. We're visiting with Calista Gould, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of the book, The Exceptional Professional. And we're talking about her business and your business, quite frankly. She's spending some time messing around in what you ought to be thinking about. Calista, we've talked a little about dress. We've talked about having those business lunches. Let's move on to the dinner scene. Now, there's lots of business that's done serious business over dinner in the evening.
Yes.
What about alcohol? What about wine? What about those things that could maybe sink a business deal?
You always have to be careful of your alcohol intake. I'd say it's better to keep a clear head in business and not drink, but if you do drink, just take one.
It's always moderation, isn't it?
Even if your host is throwing back two and three drinks, you do not join them in that behavior.
I would suspect, now given different business situations and different business climates, that could change. I mean, you indicated that you were in the music industry for some time. Is there a different...
Oh, could I tell you stories?
I'd love to hear those. I suspect different vibes, yeah?
Yes, there's a lot of alcohol free-flowing in the music industry. Actually, when I went from Sony Music in Chicago to Amana Appliances out in Amana, Iowa, and the people at Amana used to say, is it a lot different here out at Amana than it was in the music business? And I say, well, right away I noticed you did not have a mimosa cart coming down the hallway in the morning.
A mimosa cart in the morning. I guess that's Sony Music. All right. Calista, we're going to pick this up on the other side. Thanks so very much for being with us. We are out to lunch at table 128 in Clive, Iowa, talking with Calista Gould. More on the Business News Hour coming up next. Ain't nothing.